Are there any calls you make to cows?
Cows.
Mm-hmm. To calves? To calves?
Calves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually, you don't have to call them because they're so anxious to get with their mother that they come on their own.
Right. Okay. How about any calls you make to mules or horses to make them turn left or turn right when you're plowing?
Oh, yes. Well, now, you pull the line to the right. If you want them to turn right, you say gee-haw.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want them to turn left, it's,
It's
nothing.
No.
Let's see. Now, if you want them to turn right, you say gee. And if you want them to turn left, you say ha.
Right. Okay. That's good. How about some calls you make to horses when you want them in from the pasture?
But usually you whistle for them.
Whistle? Okay. And what do you, when you're riding a horse or something and you're ready to start, what kind of sound do you make to the horse?
Get up.
Okay. And if he's sort of reluctant about, you know, going, what do you do to urge him on? What kind of calls?
You give him sort of a kick in the side.
Okay, that does it. And what kind of calls do you make to stop a horse?
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Okay. How about calls you make to pigs at feeding time? What kind of call do you make?
Pig, happy, pig, pig.
That's good. How about the sheep when you want them to come in from the pasture? How do you call sheep in from the pasture?
Well, I raised some lambs that the mother died, and all I had to do was to go out and take their milk to them, and they came in leaps and bounds.
Right.
I never did call them, really.
Okay. How about chickens? How did you call them at feeding time?
I'm not a very good caller. But chickie!
That's good. That's real good. And let's see. What do you what kind of expression do you use when you want to go out and get the horses ready get the horses ready so you're
grooming.
How about
or
like
saddling.
Right. If you want to, like if you're getting ready to ride mm-hmm. what you would say?
I put the saddle on.
And what do you call the line for driving, plowing, and riding a horse? What do you call,
lines.
Uh-huh. And do you make any distinctions in the usage for the different uses of using
the lines is to control
mm-hmm.
the horse.
Do you use the same, what kind of distinctions do you make? Like if you're driving?
Rein.
Uh-huh. What do you use a rein for? What's that?
Well now, usually the rein is for a riding horse.
Right. How about if you're plowing with a horse?
Well, they are still plow lines.
Right. Okay. And what kind of things that hang down from the saddle do you use to put your foot in to get
stirrups.
Up?
Stirrups.
And if you had more than one, you would have?
Stirrups.
Okay, that's very good. Now, we talked about this once before. We talked about particular terms for the horse on the left or on the right in plowing. I think we may have talked about, we were talking about mules too. But would you use the same terms of G and haul
yes.
with the horse too? Okay. Okay, now.
If they plow, that is the word to use.
Okay. Now, if I were to say to you, well,